When when a phenomenon is viewed as empty, just as it is said that when one has the view of one phenomenon, so one has the view, so one has this supreme view. At the last line, imagine that that you are ringing the bell. In order to help all sentient beings in all worlds and all ways turn the wheel of doctrine in accordance with how beings are tamed. And one declares in return that I'm going to do what you say. Next is the appendages to the permission initiation, which consist of the blessing of mantra and so forth, and finally the master's initiation. The Lama makes a petition, O supramundane victors, I will bestow it. Please take heed of this. Now repeat after me. At this point, from the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, a series of mantra emerges out of his mouth and enters into one's own mouth, oneself having instantaneously been generated as Kala Chakra, and then that remains at the heart surrounding the syllable hum. With the first repetition, you imagine that it comes into the heart and surrounds the syllable hum in the center. In the second, you imagine that it becomes undifferentiable with oneself there. And in the third repetition, imagine that... In the second, that it becomes undifferentiable. And in the third, that it becomes firm, steady. Repeat after me.
Om Ah Hung Ho.
Om Ah Hung Ho.
Hang Jia Malawara Yang Hung Pei.
Hang Jia Malawara Yang Hung Pei.
Om Ah Hung Ho.
Om Ah Hung Ho.
Hang Jia Malawara Yang Hung Pei.
Hang Jia Malawara Yang Hung Pei.
Om Ah Hung Ho.
Om Ah Hung Ho.
Hang Jia Malawara Yang Hung Pei.
Hang Jia Malawara Yang Hung Pei.
Om
The first is the essence mantra, and the second is the condensed essence mantra. And then the third is the mantra of exalted Vajrabhati.
Again. Om Shri Kala Tata Hum Hum Phe.
Om Shri Kala Tata Hum Hum Phe.
Om Shri Kala Tata Hum Hum Phe.
Om Shri Kala Tata Hum Hum
Phe. Om Shri Kala Tata Hum Hum Phe.
Om Shri Kala Tata Hum Phe.
Then, Kiki Pasha Mabada, she saw Jingu to about the Tantam, and Naji Muduki, Shin Takura Savage, and Naji Janang.
That is the permission for mantra for the sake of eliminating obstructors, achieving feats of pacification and so forth, and purifying the land of feats through the ultimate mantra.
That was a big show them though. Big sky in a minute. And that's what it was.
Do you think that you need a break? There's still more to go. It'll take a little time.
What do you think? No. Really? Very good. Very good. Then I will carry. Continue.
Then the next is a giving of eye medicine.
Digi.
For the sake of establishing special potencies, for the sake of generating a consciousness realizing emptiness in the manner of a conceptual manner on the stage, on the paths of accumulation and preparation, realizing emptiness by way of a general image, one gives the eye medicine.
Oh, that day, Loman Nam Ji Mingyi La, Yigi Pam Napu Re Re Sam, Dik Dik Tu Tam Chen Du Ba Chil Sam.
The student imagines that on each of the eyes is a black letter bum, which is cleared away through this eye medicine, thereby clearing away ill deeds and so forth.
Oh, Kavara to ya, Chini Tongala Dijigi.
And that this clears away all obstructions that prevent perception of suchness. As I make the gesture with the spoon for the eye medicine, moving it like so, you should imagine that these ill deeds and obstructions are removed from your eyes. Just as a king of eye doctors removes the cataracts of the world, so, child, will the conquerors remove your dimness of non-knowingness.
Om Diviniya Namo Gataya Me Saha. Om Diviniya Namo Gataya Me Saha. Maripaya Rarita Tene Yishi Jichen Chewara Jol.
Freed from the dimness of ignorance, the eye of exalted wisdom has been opened. Having conceptually realized emptiness in deep meditative equipoise, one is able, upon rising from meditative equipoise in the state subsequent to it, to realize that phenomena are empty of inherent existence, even though they appear to be, much like reflections appearing to be something but not actually being it. For the purpose of establishing a special potency so that one can realize this, the mirror is given.
And the blessing Jorba, blessing Yodavati, blessing Teda, blessing Yos Shukse, Shindu Chai, Lumsin, the Tetamjalo, Melona, the Sunyan, and Shimabashi Guris.
Through this blessing, the place that receives the blessing, including the very subtle wind in mind, phenomena are like reflections, luminous and clear, without befoulment, unapprehendable and inexpressible, arisen from causes and actions. Just as those are like a mirror, luminous, clear, and unsullied, so I, Kalachakra, the essence of all Buddhas, will remain in your heart, O child. Knowing phenomena in that way, as without inherent existence and without a base, bring about the unparalleled welfare of sentient beings. You are born as a child of the protectors. Know that in general, all phenomena are like reflections in a mirror, and that in particular, that the color chakra residing in your heart is like a reflection in a
mirror.
Imagine that the blessing and that the place of the receiving of the blessing, which is the very subtle wind in mind, that are the maker of all appearing and occurring phenomena, are like reflections in a mirror. The next is a giving of a bow and arrow. Just as the arrow pierces its target, so the giving of the bow and arrow establishes special potencies for achieving a direct realization of emptiness, in which one directly perceives emptiness in a manner in which emptiness and the wisdom consciousness realizing it are like water and water. This water poured into water. This coming upon familiarizing oneself with a conceptual realization of emptiness. It's like the piercing of the target. As I make this gesture of shooting the arrows in the four directions and above and below, repeat this mantra after me.
Om Sarvadadagada.
Om Sarvadadagada.
Anurangayami.
Anurangayami.
That's 대동 니순 매베 예식이 정신기 다 대동 다 대동 니순 매베 예식이 숨는 하르샤데 왔다 대 어 다 텔레비고 이 말이야 네 어 다 텔레비베 도지사 가자 도지러면 요왕이 들으셔야 도지러면 요왕이 무시
The next is the giving of the master's initiation, this being the main among the appendages to the permission initiation. It is given by way of giving the three pledges of the Vajra bell and seal. In this case, the apprehension factor of the wisdom consciousness realizing emptiness appears as a deity. Okay. Appears as deity. And thus one is observing the divine body. From within emptiness, oneself and the Vajra appear as a home which transforms into a Vajra from which is generated Vajra Sattva. The bell appears as Ah, which transforms into a curved knife from which is generated Pragya Paramita. All three have blue bodies with three faces, blue, red, and white, and six hands holding in the three right ones a Vajra curved knife and axe, and in the three left hands a Vajra bell, skull, and head of Brahma. At their foreheads is Om, at the neck Ah, at the heart Hung, and at the navel Ho. Light emitted from the Hung at the heart draws in the wisdom beings like the meditated ones. They become of the same taste with their respective pledge beings. The mothers confer initiation on the deities of the initiation substance with the fluid of ambrosia. They are seal impressed by Akshobhya. They melt and turn into Vajra and Bell. The Vajra symbolizes the wisdom realizing emptiness, and to symbolize the need to always hold this in one's mental continuum, one is given a Vajra. The beginningless and endless heroic being is the greatly joyous Vajra Sattva, the all good, the essence of all, the essence that is the Lord of Dorje Nyema, supermundane victor, glorious, supreme, primordial being. The non-dualistic exalted wisdom, the conqueror's mind undifferentiable from emptiness, is the secret Vajra. For the sake of remembering that, maintain the holding of the Vajra by way of the Vajra principle. The Vajra, the earlier Vajra has symbolized bliss, and now the bell symbolizes the wisdom realizing emptiness, and one is to generate bliss and the wisdom realizing emptiness at the same time, simultaneously, produce the abiding at the same time. This is explained as concordant with the tone of the wisdom of all Buddhas. You should always hold it, assuming conquerorhood in supreme enlightenment, thinking that the bell proclaims the sound of the absence of inherent existence of all phenomena. Maintain the ringing of the bell by way of the principle of the bell. Together with the imagination that the ring, that the sound of the ringing of the bell proclaims the meaning of emptiness, repeat after me, cyclic existence is devoid of inherent existence. Through this reality, one separates from cyclic existence through possessing a mind purified of inherent existence. Excellent existence is to be made. So crossing Vajram Bell, one should think, I have become clarified as the great seal divine body, which is the appearance of the apprehension factor of the exalted wisdom of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness as the exalted body of Vajra Sattva.
Oh, yeah.
Cause the great bliss to appear to your mind and the wisdom consciousness realizing emptiness, and then imagine that this consciousness of undifferentiable bliss and emptiness appears in the form of a divine body and remain one-pointedly observing that divine body. One is seal impressed by Akshobhya. Offering of perfume and so forth is made. Those of the Vajra lineage definitely should take life. Those of the sword lineage should speak untrue words. Those of the jewel lineage should steal others' wealth. Those of the lotus lineage should should steal others' mates. Those of the Hui lineage should make use of beer, the Buddha lamps, and all good objects. Those of the Vajrasattva lineage, the curved knife lineage, should not deride the sky lotus of any woman, those of low type, and so forth. One should give this body as well as wealth for the sake of sentient beings. You should not selfishly keep it. O child of good lineage, the conqueror says that through this you will become a Buddha and otherwise will not even over limitless aeons. With regard to these, there are explanations that are provisional and that are definitive. This, for instance, is like the explanations in Guhya Samaja, which are interpretations by way of four means and four methods, and then by way of six means. For instance, in the Guhya Samaja, it said that if one kills the assembly of Tathagatas, one will attain the best and supreme of feats. And this one sentence can be interpreted in many different ways. Here it is said that those of the Vajra lineage, that is to say of the Akshobhya lineage, should take life. The definitive interpretation of this is that the white mind of enlightenment, which is the basis of bliss, should be bound in the crown protrusion, and that one should take the life of the ten winds that bring about emission. Those of the sword lineage, that is to say, those of the Amoga city lineage, are told to speak untrue words. This means that they can speak doctrines that that refer to the incompatibility of the appearance and actual mode of being of phenomena. And in another way, that one should speak the thoroughly non-abiding false word of the unconquerable short ah upon withdrawing the winds into the heart. Those of the jewel lineage, that is to say the lineage of Ratnasambhava, are told to steal others' wealth. This means that one should steal the wish-granting jewel of Vajra, of Vajrasattva. This means, just as it is said that Buddhahood is not given by someone else, but you should take Buddhahood yourself. Those of the lotus lineage, that is to say of the lineage of Amitabha, are told to steal others' mates. This means that one should steal the great seal woman of great bliss that possesses all the supreme aspects. And so it is with each of these. There is a definitive interpretation of all of them.
Oh yeah, that is it. That is it.
Mm. The permission initiation in the area of the Western Bliss Space corresponds to a father's giving a reading lesson and so forth to a child. Just as the bliss wind circulates just after a child is born, the permission initiation, as well as its appendages, cleanses defilements of bliss through putting the seed of Vajrasattva in the continuum. Purifies the bliss constituent and makes one into having the capacity to attain the seventh ground as its fruit. In that way, you have obtained in a mandala of colored particles from among the four types of mandalas, all seven initiations, which are called water initiations, in that they are followed by a rite of water. They cleanse defilements of ill deeds. They authorize cultivating the stage of generation and the achievement of the final worldly feats of the highest pure land. They set potencies in the continuum for the collection of merit and bestow practices and releases related with the stage of generation. Having become an aspirant of secret mantra, if during this life you actualize the wheel of the mandala, in this life you'll become a lord of the seventh crown. If, however, such does not occur during this life, but you remain free from the 10 non-virtues, in seven lifetimes you will attain the lordship of the seventh crown. Assuming the pride that you have attained the seventh ground, cross your hands and repeat after me this mantra.
Om sava tadangada.
Om sava tadangada.
Sapta abhikheda.
Sapta abhikheda.
Sapta bhumi pratoham.
Sapta bhumi pratoham.
Oh yeah. That is the detail, yeah. Tabatabe tuko. That tabatabe tu. Tadam dortuna. Kedu rumbushi, tensi tarjana.
Then the next is causing understanding of the time of attainment of the initiations. With regard to the time of thoroughly granting initiation with the seven initiations here in the Kala Chakra Mandala, according to history as it is set forth by Kedrukje, thus this is the 2857th year since then. From among the seven religious kings and the 25 Kulikas in Shambhala to the north, from the time that the 21st Kulika Magaba assumed the throne, 53 years have passed, and thus this is the 54th year of his reign. According to the prevalent interpretation of the Theravadins, this is the 2525th year since Shakyamuni Buddha passed away. within the 16th cycle, this is the iron female bird year. According to the Kamachakra system, this is the middle month of summer. In coarser terms, the month of noon. In finer terms, the Chudo month on the 15th day. The sun is in the house of conjugality. According to another system of calculation, this is the month of great earth male monkey in the waxing phase. According to the Kamachakra system, this is the vowel la and consonant da in terms of constituent earth, odor in terms of the desirous attributes, Friday by way of planet. At such a time, activities of increase and explaining Dharma are favored. The constellation is Chudra, thus consecrations and initiation are favored. The conjunction is Ongbo, and thus study is favored. From among the 12 links of dependent arising, it is grasping, and thus going to the north and south is favored. The Trijung is earth and water, and thus is very happy with physical magnificence and wealth, having festive occasions and installations in higher rank, good for wearing special clothes, adornments, and sporting. The Trijung is increased, due to which wealth and resources increase. At this time of such qualities, I, as Vajra Master, have conferred initiation on you students by way of the seven initiations in a colored particle mandala of the glorious, of the glorious, of the glorious primordial Buddha Kalachakra. I prophesy and give permission for you to achieve the final worldly feats and your attaining the effect of merit and wisdom as a leader of all sentient beings. Therefore, in terms of astrology, this is a very good day, very auspicious. We consider in Tibet this to be a day of celebration of the whole world. Then the next is advice to abandon the root infractions. Because this is written in the text, I'm just going to read it out. If through the force of being deceived by the afflictions a root infraction occurs, one will go to a hell, for these are conditions for suffering. Root infractions should therefore be purified. Those dwelling with the seven initiations and possessing the qualities of regret, intention of restraint in the future, and so forth, purify infractions by way of repeating their deity's mantra 36,000 times. Those having the vase and secret initiations preserve, purify infractions through the force of assuming a special mode of conduct. For those having the higher initiations, there is no purification merely by repeating mantra or assuming special mode of conduct, but infractions can be purified through receiving the blessings of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas after assuming a special ethical mode of conduct. Those for whom a root infraction have occurred should, for the sake of purifying that infraction, enter into this mandala. But despite having attained permission, that is to say, restored the vow, one's name becomes lesser in the assembly. From disturbing the mind of the glorious Lama, children come to hold the first root infraction. Through deviating from his word, there is the second. Likewise, through angering at brothers and sisters, there is the third. Brothers and sisters of initiation, there is the third. Through forsaking love, there is the fourth. From losing the mind of enlightenment, there is the fifth. The sixth is to deride the tenets of the perfection vehicle. The seventh is from giving the secrecies to unripened persons. From afflicting one's aggregates, there is the eighth. From afflicting one's mental and physical aggregates, there is the eighth. The ninth is non-faith in the natural purity of phenomena. Deceitful love is the tenth, and forsaking the doctrine devoid of names and so forth is the 11th. From speaking fault about pure sentient beings, there is the 12th. Forsaking pledges that have been attained is the 13th. Deriding any women is the 14th. These are for those abiding in the Vajra vehicle. Then one makes a declaration that one will do as the Lama says, saying, I will do all that the principal deity has advised. Therefore, repeat after me. Thus, we have finished well the conferring of the initiation of the seven initiations in the manner of a child, along with the follow-up water initiation. Next is the offering of mandala, after which everything will be finished, but then tomorrow I will make some remarks.
Maybe.
So at the end is an offering of mandala. And after that you should all make good wishes. reciting wishes in Tibetan. You can read it from page 41 of the text.
Tibetan.
In English.
English. English, right?
Yes.
English.
You can read it from page 41 in the text in English as we recite it in Tibetan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.